You're listening to the Market Gems Podcast, presented by the Chesapeake Group.
Welcome to the Market Gems Podcast, presented by the Chesapeake Group. Our guest today is the president of Vicinity Motor Corp, Mr. Brent Phillips. Vicinity Motor Corp trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol VEV and on the TSX Venture Exchange at VMC. Vicinity Motor Corp is a Canadian bus and truck manufacturer headquartered in Aldergrove, British Columbia, Canada. VMC is a North American supplier of electric vehicles for both public and commercial enterprise use. Their mission statement reads as follows: to delight our customers by reducing cost, waste, downtime, and risk, by delivering reliable vehicles and support that ultimately improves their ability to operate and improve results. We value integrity, customer focus, safety, creativity, innovation, our team, our partners, and the environment. The company leverages a dealer network and relationships with manufacturing partners to supply its flagship electric, CNG, and clean diesel Vicinity buses, as well as the VMC 1200 electric truck to the transit and industrial markets. Here are some touchstones for today's conversation. So Brent has recently been appointed president to lead the next phase of growth at Vicinity Motor Corp. Congratulations, Brent. The company is nearing completion of a first U.S. facility to manufacture its VMC 1200 buses. And then the demand for electric buses and trucks has increased since the company entered the market just a few years ago. So Brent, again, congratulations and thanks so much for joining me on the MGP.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
So since shifting into the EV market, Vicinity seems to have carved a niche as a go-to supplier of electric, diesel, and CNG powered buses. So what's at the top of the to-do list for you in this, your newly created position?
Well, thank you, Matt. I'm really excited to be in this role. We've got a lot of opportunity, both internally and externally. As it relates to externally, at the top of our list are building out the balance of our distributor network, both in Canada and the United States. That is coming together quite well and according to plan. So the VMC 1200 Class 3 truck will be available in the United States later this year. And we're beginning steady deliveries with our dealers and their customers throughout Canada already this year. Secondly, standing up and launching production and onboarding production of our Vicinity Lightning medium duty transit bus in our Ferndale facility alongside our VMC 1200 products is going to be a significant milestone for the company as we ramp Ferndale production and start delivering and revenuing buses out of that facility later this year.
What's something that the average investor here in the United States might not understand about the infrastructure in Canada in particular for electric vehicles?
Well, I think we've seen a lot in, I call it the news cycle, has been, I'll call it fluid as it relates to electric vehicles. And no doubt, much of the news cycle that we hear, broadly speaking, is relative to the consumer market. I think on the commercial vehicle market, and as there may be somewhat of a softening from a consumer standpoint, going forward, we're going to see a lot of activity on the commercial vehicle side. And I think Vicinity's very well positioned in that, in the sense that, you know, electric vehicles, especially where Vicinity really operates, and that's centrally operated, last mile, home every night applications, that is really kind of the sweet spot for deployment of the commercial vehicles, you know, broadly speaking, but also building out of the infrastructure that will also help on the consumer side of the equation to help, you know, the consumer vehicle market recover to, you know, kind of the activity that we were seeing a few years ago.
So what kind of demand are you seeing now among U.S. supplier and partner transit agencies across North America? Where are you at in terms of meeting the overall demand?
So as we've worked through the final stages of our product development relative to our medium duty transit bus, frankly speaking, we've been a little conservative in the marketing of the product. And we're turning the corner now with confidence and line of sight for our capabilities and our capacity to produce and deliver units that are safe and reliable and efficient. And now we're really looking forward to being able to leverage the demand that we've been able to see from kind of a soft side standpoint, just general conversations and that, you know, general activity, and transition that into, you know, working toward consummating deals and building up our backlog.
Yeah, and speaking of the backlog, it's my understanding that at the end of last year, the company had a backlog of over 125 million, with electric vehicles accounting for over 75% of that number. So it sounds like the market opportunities exceed that. What's the roadmap look like from this point on?
Well, there's two points to that. We're going to continue to build out our electric vehicle platform, both in the commercial truck and the commercial bus, the medium duty commercial bus landscape. Offsetting that, and I think as a bit of a hedge, on the transit bus side of the business, we're also, as you've mentioned previously, clean diesel and CNG. So we're able to offer, you know, solutions to any customer, regardless of where they're at, the transition to newer, cleaner technologies. And I think that that positions us very well as customers and clients, you know, evaluate what the options are in the marketplace. Vicinity can meet any need that a customer may have, you know, depending on where they're at in the
Brent, talk to me about CNG, because it wasn't a term I was familiar with readily when I first began looking into the company.
Okay. Compressed natural gas, CNG, is just like it sounds. Natural gas that you would burn, you know, in your water heater or your stove, is compressed to very high pressure and stored on board on the bus at 3,600 PSI to be exact. And then it's used as the fuel to offset or replace diesel powered, you know, for a transit bus. So it's an interim technology. It's been around for quite a while. We've got several customers that are operating buses on CNG, including LAX Airport in Los Angeles. So it's not a new technology. And the nice thing about that is it's something that we can easily and readily deploy to customers that have that infrastructure already you know, built in.
Thanks for that. Any final notes that you'd like for retail investors, people who are taking interest in this kind of technology, this sector in general? Any last notes you'd like to leave us with? I know there's so much going on for you as you're building out what remains of this year and in the new president position. So, you know, what's got you excited right now? What are you looking ahead to? Tell us about what's lighting you up, Brent.
Well, I'm so excited to be in this role. I take it very seriously. And excited to lead the Vicinity team and carry on, you know, what William Trainer and the team had established. I'll tell customers and dealers and partners and anybody, you know, this business is not for the faint of heart. It is a tough business. It's a longer road to kind of materialization, and we've rounded that corner with trucks going on the road, line of sight, you know, and being able to revenue our Vicinity Lightning electric bus out of Ferndale later this year, and then more broadly our clean diesel and CNG bus platform. You know, we're really in an excellent spot relative to where the competition is in the market and where the demand is in the market. There's certainly a gap, and Vicinity is very well positioned to step into that gap and fulfill needs really well.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to come by and visit with us today. Our guest has been the president, newly appointed of Vicinity Motor Corp, Mr. Brent Phillips. Again, Vicinity Motor Corp trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol VEV and on the TSX Venture Exchange. Let me do that one more time. Vicinity Motor Corp trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol VEV and on the TSX Venture Exchange at VMC. Their website is vicinitymotorcorp.com. Brent, people can go there to see more product information and get all the relevant details. That's the best place to go, correct? Fantastic. Thanks for joining us, and come back and visit with us again soon, Brent.
Thank you, Matthew. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Market Gems podcast, presented by the Chesapeake Group, who is solely responsible for this content. Chesapeake Group encourages you to do your due diligence and invest wisely.